Greenly, everyone is thinking, hey, what went wrong with you, girl? Why can't you get along? You create intense dislike, you kidnapped Kendall's Tyke and deafened an accidentally poisoned Spike. Why are you still here, Greenlee? Nobody likes you in Pine Valley. Take the first cab to the border while we wait for the restraining order. And I wonder, wonder why you're still around. Yes, and I wonder why they haven't run you completely out of town. Greenlee, please go away. Go away. Please, take Annie with you.
Please, Greenlee, go.
Get on the bus.
This week on All My Children, like a dog to his own vomit, Greenlee won't go away.
Spike gets the Pulp Fiction treatment.
Blandy still has secrets, and I still don't care.
And this just in, JR is a scumbag.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending September 14th, 2007. My name is Taylor Crawford.
And I'm Ashley Mendoza.
You're back on the Pine Valley Podcast. Congratulations. If you found the podcast this week, congratulations.
Listen, it was my fault a little bit, people. I gotta figure out our website thing because I'm not really literate in website technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I messed up a little. I'm trying to do something new, Taylor, and it's not working.
Anyway, so if you're one of those people that's tried to access directly at pinevalleypodcast.com, you probably had a problem this week because we're trying to transfer the domain to a new server, which is complicated blog talk. So right now, you gotta go to pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com.
That's right. www.pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com.
But we'll get it fixed, though.
We will get it fixed. We're handy.
We have resources.
We sure do. One of the most valuable resources we have is Taylor Crawford. He is back from Dubuque, Iowa.
I missed the show for a little bit, but I was pleased to know that nothing advanced. That I just picked it right up immediately.
Well, it was so funny because Friday of this week was Flashback Friday.
Filled me in completely.
It filled him in completely, people. It like flashback all the Blandy stuff, all the Kendall and Zach stuff.
It's nice to see Kendall and Zach still hanging around the hospital with their little babies.
Although I have to say, I don't think they hang around the hospital very much.
No, they aren't very concerned.
Considering they have a premature infant fighting for his life.
That's right. That apparently Kendall has never held until this week.
It's insanity. Insanity. Well, we will get to all of this, people. So much sort of kinds of happened this week, would you say?
Yeah, kind of happened.
Some stuff
happened. There's some sideways moves that are kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start this week with Greenlee.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I start to taste a little bit of bile in my mouth when I think about starting the podcast with her, it has to be done.
Greenlee is starting to outlive her welcome.
We were saying that this week. We were like, you know what would be the best thing? If they had like a Who Killed Greenlee murder mystery.
Yeah, that would be it.
I would watch every day.
That's a tip to producers for the sweeps, November sweeps. Absolutely. Who Killed Greenlee?
That is a gem of a storyline. Anyway, so at the beginning of the week, it was kind of cool. I have to tell you, we had Ryan meeting Greenlee at the yacht club.
Mm-hmm.
And revealing to her that she needed to stay away.
Oh, yeah, revealing. I love it. I love, you know, I think the most overused line on the show is, "This ends now," said through gritted teeth. And, Ryan says
and
it at
blurry
least.
Nostrils.
Mm-hmm, Ryan says it twice a week at least.
I think so.
"This ends now."
Zach says it quite a bit, too.
He does, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Greenlee, you know, Greenlee's trying to defend herself as always, and she is, like, so freaked. I mean, Spike could have been killed because of me. And Ryan's like, yeah, no kidding. So anyway, I loved it because Ryan said his new hobby was finding ways to get Greenlee out of town. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's such a coincidence. That's my hobby too. It was amazing.
It's ridiculous that Ryan and Zach are both have so much money. And they can't get rid of her.
They can't.
They can't do any. They can't put a little, you know, a boot on her car, that kind of stuff.
Listen, here's what I'm saying. My dog Gucci, right? There's like a little front area to our building. And they have a little invisible electric fence. Mm-hmm. So when Gucci wanders outside that fence, she gets a little shock. A little shock.
Uh-huh.
Why can't they do that with Greenlee?
I don't know.
A little chip in her Manolos. Mm-hmm. And anytime she gets within, like, crosses the boundary between her place and Kendall and Zach's place, she gets zapped.
Mm-hmm, just a little zap. Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
Anyway, it was awesome because he told her that he hired a team of investigators to watch her.
Oh, and they see what she's wearing to bed and what kind of tea she's drinking and stuff.
Well, it was great because she's like, why should I believe you? You're just trying to scare me. And Ryan gets pretty cool. He's like, if I was trying to scare you, I'd tell you that you changed the channel 23 times last night before you went to bed. Then you bolted upright, got up, made a cup of chamomile tea with a slice of lemon. Ask me how I know that. It was good!
How do you know that, Ryan?
It wasn't a very good imitation, people. I know I can't do Ryan, but it was
Did he give her a
good
teddy bear or something with a camera in it?
I thought that was...
Somebody gave her something.
Was that Aiden?
Somebody gave her something. I'm sure there's a camera in it.
But Aiden wouldn't have put a camera in it.
Well, maybe Aiden didn't know there was.
Whatever. Like, Aiden just happened to pick up the teddy bear that had the camera in it.
I don't know.
Just like Winifred happened to pick up the peanut butter that has the poison in it.
You know what, Ashley? You're right. It is too much of an impossibility to occur on this show. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, it could never happen.
Anyway, Greenlee's all crying and moaning and bitching and complaining.
You know, and I missed that when I was not watching the show. I really missed that.
You missed her whining and complaining?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. I'm glad they were able to find creative ways to continue it throughout my absence.
Well, you know, Greenlee is very creative at dealing with her grief. You see, she goes through the comeback with Aiden. That's how she deals with her grief.
Oh, that scene in the comeback with Aiden. It was like Vaseline all over the lens of the screen,
Were you like trying to take the Windex to your high definition television?
I was. I thought something was wrong. I thought I was accidentally watching a Barbara Walters special.
And Barbara Streisand was on, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God.
Or Warren Beatty.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
I'm like, what are they trying to hide?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, she's 33, people. Her wrinkles can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes through the comeback and she hauls off and slaps.
That was a nice slap.
Aiden.
That was a nice slap.
It was a good slap.
She got her full arm into that.
It was nice extension.
It was. I gave her a 5 and the Russian judge gave her 4.9.
Yeah. It was very good. I would at least give it a 4.99.
That was a good slap. That was a top 10 slap.
Top 10 slap. It was almost on par with Miss Erica Kane.
Yeah.
Almost.
That was the last real good slap.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I gotta tell you.
What does Aiden find attractive in Greenlee? That's something I can't figure it out. I'm sure it was well justified in my absence.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm gonna try to be fair to this woman because, you know, viewers, I cannot stand Greenlee. I do not like the actress playing her, and I do not like the character, what the character has become. And in fact, I'm gonna interject here. I'm going to interject myself because Miss Sabine Singh has a very bad habit, people. She thinks that her character's name is Greenlee Smythe Lavery Dupre.
And what is the name, really?
The Lavery goes after the Dupre. It's not Lavery Dupre. It's Dupre Lavery. She was married to Leo, then married to Ryan.
You're right.
She said it on the show, and when I thought it back, and I rewound it, and I heard her say it, and I'm like, is my mind fooling me? Then I heard her on the All My Children video podcast. She said it again.
That's it. She's dead to us.
Dead. Dead. But I interrupted myself, because what I was going to say was that the one thing I will give that little lady credit for, she got a smoking body.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking, perfect body.
Mm-hmm.
Not an ounce of fat on that woman. lean machine mm-hmm. and like attractive to me. Like mm-hmm. I have to say, people, Alicia Minshew is so skinny and so beautiful, but her body's not attractive to me. It's too skinny.
She's very skinny.
Too skinny. All right, the third thing I was going to interject myself with is that Miss Greenlee, Miss Sabine Sting, is actually giving Mr. Aiden Turner a storyline. Think about it, Taylor. Without her, he will have no storyline. And they actually, people, I'm going to say it, they actually have a little chemistry.
They sure do. Yeah, they do, but it's like, what is attractive about her? That girl's a wreck.
She is a wreck, but she got a nice body.
Is it? It's Aiden's rescue mentality.
Listen, Taylor, when he unwrapped those bandages around Miss Greenlee, his, like, pinky to his thumb was the width of her little tiny petite back. Mm-hmm. It was kind of sexy. Mm-hmm. He was taking care of that little lady, and mm-hmm. he was sexy.
Because these guys...
Because she had broken ribs, you know? You yeah. got to be careful when you make love to a broken rib woman.
You know what? Ryan and Aiden and, let's say, Josh also have this got-to-rescue-the-woman mentality
yes,
about
that
them.
Is true. That is all of my children, though. That's what I feel. Mm-hmm. Zach, too. Zach's trying to rescue Kendall from herself.
But Zach's got a lot of tough love going for him.
That's true. He got the goods. That is true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Zach's the man.
All right. Well, let's, for the people who are still not watching, I'll continue with the Greenlee storyline. She goes to the comeback. She slaps Aiden. Aiden says, no, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And then this, like, rough and tumble guy sends a drink to Greenlee.
Yeah.
And Aiden realizes that the rough and tumble guy is someone he knows from his investigator past.
Uh-huh.
And he hauls off and he wrestles him. He punches him, right? Did he punch him?
I thought he got ready to punch him.
He like got ready to punch him. He shook him up. And he said, first of all, lady doesn't drink rum. I speak Aiden. He said, first of all, the lady doesn't drink rum.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I had trouble understanding that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to speak Aiden.
You have to put the closed captioning on.
You do.
The SAP button on your TV.
If you are not fluent in Aiden, you have to look for the special control. Our televisions have it.
Because it's not even a British accent.
Yeah,
no. It's crazy.
It's something insane. It's not Cockney. It's not British. It's not Liverpool. Maybe it is Liverpool.
Maybe. Scouser. They call that Scouse.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty awesome. So they go. But in the meantime, okay, I'm going to switch storylines a little bit here on
you. Okay, switch it up.
Because, you know, AMC switches it up. So what happens is they start playing with that locket that Greenlee found. Greenlee mm-hmm. found Blandy's mother's locket. And Blandy comes in with Babe because she all upset, right? As usual. Because Blandy has been continuing to have these dumbass nightmares. Now, first of all, people, Blandy was Holly Hobby. She was Carol Brady when she came to the show. All of a sudden, she's this complicated, complex, crazy woman. I don't get it. Do you get it, Taylor?
No, I don't. I don't. You know what, people? Listen to me. There's so much garbage out there that they have not taken care of that to inject this mysterious past to Annie without addressing certain other issues. And I'll still champion the, you know, Tad murdered Josh's father and nobody cares.
We got a glimpse of that this week. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, another glimpse?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, listen, it was creepy though because at the beginning of the week, Blandy had a vision. She keeps having these flashbacks and visions and terrors and stuff like that. You could see, Taylor, did you see it? It was like she saw a shadow and it was like dangling, swinging back and forth.
Yeah, somebody hanging from
her. It was her mama hanging because mm-hmm. her mom killed herself, as we know, by hanging herself. That's pretty weird. And Blandy's like supposed to be like whatever she's supposed to be like. Who knows? Do we really know?
No. I have a theory about Blandy, what's going on with her.
What's
your
theory?
Can I talk about that?
Yes, you can talk about that.
I think she's got, and I'll give them credit for if this is true, that she's got that split personality Sybil thing where she doesn't know what she's doing half the time. And I don't think it's her brother who's doing these things. I think it's her, which explains why the purse was never out of her sight. You know?
People, you heard me say on a podcast like 2-3 weeks ago that I thought that Annie killed her mother. Like really killed her mother and really pushed her father.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that. Do you think that?
Yeah. I think, you know.
I think her mother did kill herself, but I think that Blandy was the one that pushed her father. Because why would she be having visions of Ryan down on the ground with blood coming out of his mouth?
Yeah. I think she's...
Because she's afraid that she would do that
to him.
She's
going crazy.
Yeah.
I think she's a little nuts, little skit. Is it schizophrenia?
I don't know if that is right, Taylor. I don't know if it is paranoid schizophrenia. I believe it is multiple personality disorder. Is that correct?
I think so, too.
Yes.
Do we have your Merck manual here? Let's look it up. People, Wikipedia, multiple personality disorder versus paranoid schizophrenia. I think paranoid schizophrenia means you have trouble discerning reality from fantasy.
That is absolutely correct. I know because my Uncle Pepe had that.
Did he really?
Because, well, listen, mm-hmm. he carried a camera on his chest. Like he had a camera on a string around his neck. Mm-hmm. He photographed everybody because he thought they were all looking at him.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think Annie has that. I think it's multiple personality disorder, which is more fun in a soap opera.
So, yeah, so she goes to the comeback, and she sees Greamy and Aiden playing with that
dang
locket.
Have you seen multiple personality disorder ever on All My Children? When was that? When did that last occur?
Oh, people.
Somebody else must have had it.
We thought that Janet mm-hmm. and Natalie, at mm-hmm. first, we thought Natalie was multiple personality, but she ended up having a twin. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing I could think
yeah.
of.
So, you know what? Kudos to them for trying something.
It might be good.
It might turn out okay.
And the same thing with...
She could do scenes with herself, like Lily and Ava.
Yeah, we've had a lot of twins.
You know, maybe the color red turns her into her other personality, something like that.
Be like a trigger.
No, it is. The trigger
like,
is...
Like the Hulk, like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, whenever Ryan says something self-righteous, it triggers a change in her. Was Ryan crazy self-righteous this week?
Crazy self-righteous people.
Going
crazy.
Into that prison psychiatrist.
He was crazy.
My wife says it's so, therefore it's true.
Well, okay, so then this is what happened. To go a little bit back, Greenlee and Aiden decide to go on a picnic. They don't know nothing about no locket or nothing. And then Greenlee shows up with some soy sandwich or something. And Aiden comes and he gets knocked on the head with a big boulder, right? And he gets knocked out. So then Greenlee's like...
Why not a bigger boulder?
I know! Why not? So then Greenlee is all upset because she thinks that Ada stood her up and stood up again and all that stupid stuff. And then she realizes that Ada has been hit on the head with a huge boulder. So then they go to the hospital and for some reason... Why does Ryan get the call, Taylor? I forgot.
Ryan gets the call...
Oh, Ryan gets because, from Aiden.
Because Greenlee figures it's Ryan's guys that did it.
Right.
His so then, spies, because he's spying on her.
Exactly. So then Ryan gets a call, and then he goes to investigate, and Annie gets all freaked out. And then they all go to the hospital. And it was so funny. Did you catch Aiden and Greenlee going back and forth? Whoever hit you over the head, Aiden, must have really wanted that locket. It was, like, so obvious and stupid. So then Ryan gets Aiden to agree to help him figure all this out without telling Blandy. And he told her a little bit of Blandy's story, correct?
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
A little bit.
So then Aiden, you know, numbnuts Aiden, decides to go track Blandy down and get the answer from her because numbnuts Aiden yeah. thinks that she did it.
Yeah, so Encyclopedia Aiden is confronting Annie because he was assaulted. For something stolen off his person that Annie has on her that says she never left her sight. And she doesn't feel like answering him.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous. And she's all indignant because he was almost killed. But it's inconvenient to her because she's tired.
She's exhausted.
I'm tired of answering your questions.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm exhausted. I can't stand Blandy people. So then at the end of the episode, Blandy sees someone, right?
Yes, she allegedly sees a shadow or something out there. And I thought, well, if Aiden sees it too, then we'll know it's real. But he did not see it, which makes me, it adds to my hypothesis that Blandy's got weird things going on in that scrambled little brain of hers.
Absolutely. And we end the week with her just kind of hanging around alone in the apartment. And then we see in the previews for next week that she's gone, right? Something like that. That she was, like, abducted or something like that. The funny thing that Taylor was referring to was Ryan going to the prison. Because we think that it's Richie. We think that it's Richie yeah. doing the tormenting.
That's the red herring. That's the red herring they're throwing at.
That's right. So Ryan goes to the prison. He talks to the warden. Then talks to the psychologist. And somehow the psychologist and the warden hate Blandy. Hate her. Mm-hmm. Almost as much as I do.
Maybe they watch the show.
They must be tuning in. It's true. So anyway, so the psychologist is all defending Richie, saying that he was in prison for 7 years for being innocent, and that the psychologist was responsible for hiring a lawyer to get Richie out of the prison. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of funny because Ryan's like, well, my wife just called like a week ago and they said he was here. And the psychologist is like,
well, this is a big federal prison. What did you expect? We keep track of everybody? Which was hilarious.
Why would you expect that we would keep track of federal prisoners? Duh.
That was hilarious. And then this argument goes on for like 10 minutes with Ryan trying to strong arm the prison staff. And it's like, taser him already.
I know. I would have tasered his ass. That would have been compelling television. I'm telling you right now.
I would love to have somebody taser. Producers.
Another tip.
This is one of my tips to you. Taser Ryan when it gets that way.
That's right. These tips are very valuable. You know, people pay really good money for these kinds of ideas. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think the special effects would be that difficult.
I don't think so.
You know what? You could just get a real taser, lower the power slightly so Cameron doesn't get too badly hurt, and just really taser him.
I agree.
I would like to see Greenlee tasered, too.
I would like to, do you think something happens to the hair when they get tasered?
I would think so.
You think it, like, stands up? Mm-hmm. I would love it. Maybe a little smoke.
Smoking a little.
I would love it. Oh, can I just say one thing? I had to rewind this 3 times because my Aiden speak was, I was a little rusty.
You had to turn on the closed caption.
I did. I had to turn on the closed caption. Ryan is talking to him about his involvement with Greenlee, and he defends it by saying, well, and by the way, Greenlee and I aren't that close. Which, when
she overhears it too.
When I rewind the high definition television and I put the closed captioning on, he said, and by the way, Greenlee and I aren't that close. He said aren't. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Do you think he's like manipulating there or like he's just afraid to commit?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I thought it was interesting.
He's probably still pining for Di.
Aiden's going to call me any minute. He's going to apologize to me and then he's going to take me to Dairy Queen. And he's going to hold me in his arms. And then he's going to say something unintelligible. And I'll fall asleep.
Oh, poor Di. I heard she got some, like, Law and Order or something.
Has she been on lately? I didn't see her all week. When did she go?
She went a long time
She's
ago.
She's just gone?
She is gone, Taylor. She's,
Di, I'm sorry. I'm going to miss you.
I know. All the viewers were writing in and telling us that they're going to miss your Di impressions. They wanted her to stay just to hear your Di impressions.
She's going to be on Law & Order? Which one?
I think she's got like a U5 on Law & Order. I don't think it's a big deal.
I'll cut you. I'll stab you again if you do, you mother. I'm going to kill you. Cappers, he'll never take me alive.
We got to talk about Kendall and Zach.
Well, not much happened there.
Not much at all. The beginning of the week was good. We found out about Dr. Hillier and Erica.
Okay, yeah.
Erica busts into Dr. Oh, and by the way, Aiden cannot say Hillier.
Dr. Hillier.
No.
Hillier.
Hilliard.
Dr. Hilliard.
Hilliard. Hilliard. That's what he says. Yeah. It's so funny. We start the week with Erica busting in. And she's like, I am telling Don. And he goes, Erica? So they know each other from Betty Ford. They know each other from the Betty, literally like they use the word Betty Ford Clinic.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Erica's convinced that he's a scam because, of course, at Betty Ford, you got to sit in that circle and you got to reveal all these things about yourself. And I think he did some kind of prescription drug writing or something that he wasn't supposed to do. I don't remember what it was, Taylor, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. She thinks he's a scam. And in the meantime, we had from last week, Kendall thinking that Spike is crying because he heard her make a noise. But really, he's crying because he having an allergic reaction. Now, let me tell you, it must be nice being a rich person in Pine Valley because you get the doctor to come over to your house lickety-split. Mm-hmm. They had 2 doctors get up and run to that house to help that baby.
I know, like. Ashley herself had to go to the clinic in the Duane Reade last week.
Listen, that is a good program. Don't even make fun. They give you free immunizations. I'm telling you.
Really?
I got, what is that thing that that you have to get like every 10 years? Tetanus.
Tetanus shot.
I got a free tetanus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, free.
That's good. Well, people, that's a public service. If you live in the New York City area, In particular, there's a chain of drugstores here called Duane Reade, and they recently introduced little clinics inside some of them. That for people who can't afford health insurance, you can drop into the clinic.
I can't afford health insurance. It's that my insurance didn't cover tetanus. That's all.
That's an unusual thing for insurance not to cover. My insurance doesn't cover sickness.
Listen, you see Michael Moore's movie? You better believe it. Anyway, we are digressing. They have very good health care in Pine Valley. The doctors come flying. Dr. Mm-hmm. Norton comes, and he notices a rash. Mm-hmm. And Spike is getting crazier and crazier. Now, it's kind of funny because...
And he keeps shouting to Spike, "What's wrong with you?" And Spike can't hear him.
I know. It's so cruel. It's like, duh. And it's really funny because, like, obviously you can't have the real baby Spike having a reaction and blah, blah, blah. You just hear the playback of the crying, which must have been a really fun day on set recording that. Mm-hmm. You hear just the crying, and then you just see their hands, like, on a table fussing with something.
Yeah.
So, like, they're really acting their little hearts out, people. You just keep that in mind. And all of a sudden, Dr. Norton, I think it is, notices that Spike stops breathing. And everybody's like, "What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?" And Dr. Norton pulls out a gigantic hypodermic, and he takes it, and he lifts it above his head, and he plunges right into Spike's heart. And all of a sudden, you hear...
It was crazy.
It was Pulp Fiction, baby.
Yeah.
It was John Travolta all over again. Uma Thurman. That's what I'm saying. It was excellent, people. I loved it.
That was a nice moment of drama.
But listen, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I should ask Kat. We have a resident medical specialist that listens to the show. Her mm-hmm. name is Kat. She is so wonderful.
To make
wonderful.
Sure the integrity of the show is...
She is great. She knows all this stuff. She works in the NICU. The neonatal intensive care unit. And she tells us all, like, what they do right and what they do wrong. And I should ask her about that plunging that hypodermic into that baby's heart.
Now, I did not see. Was that a baby-sized hypodermic or was that a regular human
heart?
It
was a big, normal-sized hypodermic.
Because that would, like, plunge through a child's body.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he would have broken his ribs and, like, that would be a little bit, like, not even a Band-Aid for little Spike. He just gets up. He pops up. He's, like, all of a sudden the screen, he pops up. And he's perfect. Ding! I mean, it's like, it's really funny. But anyway, it's pretty fun, I have to say. Even though it was not realistic at all. And Kat could tell us if it was realistic or not. It was fun. And then after that, right after that, Erica, you know, reveals the whole thing to Kendall about what a fraud Dr. Hillier is and all that stuff. And that Greenlee was the one that got him. And then Kendall and Zach are all, you know, mad because, of course, Greenlee's interfering again and blah, blah, blah.
And that's sad. You know, it's a cry wolf because she really was trying to help this time.
Yes, but she had no business.
No,
that's my problem with it.
But sometimes you screw up so bad with somebody, you just got to walk away for a while and come back in a year and reevaluate, right? Well, you don't keep throwing yourself up against the wall.
Normal people.
I'm going to make you love me.
People who do not have multiple personality disorder or paranoid schizophrenia mm-hmm. don't do these things.
Greenlee's got this opposite. She's got pronoia.
Yeah, something like that. It's like egotistical, but like to like...
It is all about her.
She's like an egotist, but it's like a psychological degree of egotism. Yeah. It's the story.
Pathological ego.
It's a pathological ego. That's exactly it, Taylor. It's mm-hmm. exactly it. I believe that Carlos suffers from pathological ego as well.
Really?
I do. I believe he would get along very well with Greenlee. Mm. Listen, there was this weird thing, people, that Kendall did after that. She put these earplugs in her ears.
Held a child.
Oh, that's coming. That's coming.
Oh, yeah, she put her earplugs in and she cranked whatever, Lucinda Williams. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Poor man's Lucinda Williams.
I'm telling you, that was pretty torturous. Yeah, it's true. That's exactly what it was.
Generic.
That's right. But it was really sad, though, Taylor, didn't you think? It was a little bit touching.
Sad.
She's so good at everything. That's the thing.
She was very good.
She's good at all
and
that
Zach
stuff.
And Zach came in. I actually liked that part. That was a good scene.
Then they go to the hospital to see Ian, and this is what Taylor's talking about. They go to the hospital to see Ian, and Zach's like, "You gotta kangaroo him, you gotta hold him." And she's like, I can't do it. I can't.
It's her job. She's a mom. She's supposed to be doing it. She should be there all the time,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. And Kat, that's another thing I gotta ask you. Would a parent be as absent as Kendall is? She's never over to see Ian. I don't know. Well, anyway, it was funny because Zach is like, "You know, Kendall, our son needs you. Our son needs ya." And Kendall's like, "You're right. You're right. I'll do anything for our son.
Even hold him." It's the so sacrifices brave. She made.
So brave. Yeah. She gonna hold him.
And then some damn fool lets Greenlee in the hospital. That's right. He can stare at her through the window.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank God they had somebody drag her ass out.
Thank you. It was funny because she couldn't say anything to yeah. Greenlee because she can't disturb.
But you got to hear Ian. Kendall's private thoughts.
Yes, you did. She wanted to kill Greenlee. Mm-hmm. And thank God Zach kind of runs into her. First of all, there's a... I was screaming, Taylor, where's the private guard that Ryan hired? And then thank goodness they showed him roughing up Greenlee a little bit. And then Zach catches
her. Not enough, though.
Not enough, people. And then Zach catches her.
All I think it takes is one good beating.
I agree. Just one,
she
people.
She just needs one good beating.
I'm not an advocate of violence. I'm a very peaceful person. But I make an exception in her case. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then Zach warns her, and then she tells Zach that she is determined to help Kendall. And then the end of the week, you see Kendall saying to Spike that she knows what to do, that she's going to fix this once and for all. And then you end up with Kendall showing up at Greenlee's apartment.
With a can of gasoline. No.
No, who knows what it is? I wish.
I think I'll puke if they're going to make up again.
Oh, my God.
I vomit.
If she doesn't take a cyanide pill out of her purse and put it in Greenlee's green tea.
Shoot her.
I'm going to just like.
Maybe she's got a gun, a little gun.
Oh, if she had a little gun.
And
with
Kendall
a
can wrap both her hands around the trigger and pull as hard as she can to squeeze it.
She's going to have to work out a lot before she does that, though. We had a brief moment of Zach and Adam. Zach gave Adam his house back for $1.
That's right. Adam was indignant about it.
Yeah.
It's like Zach's got, thank God, you know, Zach's like, he's got enough problems, you know. Okay, let me help you. I'll feel better by helping you. I know, you know, needles them saying your empty house, but okay, you can have it. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, what wasn't empty was Zach's office.
No, there was somebody special there.
A little surprise, people. Mm-hmm. Tell him, Taylor. You know you want to.
Hannah. Hannah was back.
She was back.
She looked good, too. We're waiting for her to stand up, though.
I know. I want to see that pregnant belly, baby.
Yeah,
I want to see
pregnant?
It.
Is she? Could she be pregnant?
Oh, I want
to
see that.
What happened to that fateful day months ago when Hannah left town, but she was alone with Zach in the hotel room?
Begging for a baby.
Mm-hmm. Is that baby coming?
Oh, I wish, people.
I hope wish. So. Please keep her on the show.
I heard she's not back for very long. Oh,
I love me Hannah.
Everybody does. I don't get it. Why do they keep the people that we hate and lose the people that we love?
I don't know.
It is one of life's greatest ironies.
It is. You know, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's we learn to hate the people that they keep. Honestly, that's you know what? I hated Josh like a year and a half ago. I thought Josh, well, now he's my, you know, I love Josh. Right, I love every Josh scene.
All right,
Colby, too. Remember, we hated Colby.
Yes, we hated Colby.
Now, love Colby.
That's
so.
Right. All right, we got to rush through these last three storylines. We are running out of time. We got Ava and Johnny. We had this whole thing, you know, first you saw JR in the beginning of the week, you know, promoting his cockeye website plans. Mm-hmm.
Porno tube.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want porno tube. He wants his website, this beauty website, right, that he wants to promote with Ava as the star. And Adam appropriately refuses to help him with that. And then
Ava thinks she's pregnant.
Yeah, and then in the meantime, Ava is getting stomach pains. Mm-hmm. And people, I wrote down in my notes, she has appendicitis. And I didn't read no spoilers, and it was obvious to me. Mm-hmm. Like, they were playing up the pregnancy thing so bad. Like, she had a pregnancy test, and Babe counsels her and wonders if she's pregnant, and they find the pregnancy test unused.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. They find that in the garbage, and Babe decides she's going to quiz everybody at the office.
So stupid. Thank you. I never even thought about that.
That is none of your fucking business, babe.
Right. Thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, and then we had a little more Wes this week talking to Ava and talking to Babe, and he's goofy.
Yeah.
He is a goofy-looking man. Mm-hmm. I'm not attracted to him at all. He looks like, who's that Mad Magazine character?
Alfred E. Newman.
That's what he looks like to me. He looks like a Alfred E. Newman cowboy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then she gets appendicitis, but she don't want to have an operation because she's afraid of scars and her modeling career. So then who shows up but JR? He shows up at Fusion to talk to her when she's, like, crouched over in pain. He carries her people into the emergency room, and it was really awkward because Ava is not a small girl. Mm-hmm. She's both tall and not exactly, like, stick figure thin.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Good looking.
Yes, good looking. But I don't know. I said it last week, Taylor. She's a little pasty to me.
A little pasty. Needs to go to a tanning booth.
And the gym.
Yeah, she could be toned a little.
I think she could be a little toned. I'm sorry, people. Don't get mad at me. I don't want to see her get sick again.
You have a 17-year-old girl. You're too fat, 17-year-old girl. Ashley Mendoza said so.
I'm not saying
But don't let it affect you.
I'm saying you're the star of a national soap opera. Number 7 in the ratings out of 8.
You mean in the top 7?
In the top 7. That's right. You should be working out a little bit, baby. Just a little bit. So he carries her in and it's awkward. Yeah. And then he tries to convince her she won't do it. Then Lily shows up. Mm-hmm. She still won't do it.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get the operation because it would lead to scarring and she's a model. And then they figure out that they can do the operation through the rectum so that it won't leave any scarring.
Oh, man. That's gross. Well, listen, I heard that they could put boobies in through the belly button.
Yeah?
Yeah, they put it in through the belly button.
You can take out an appendix, too.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea. So then, all right, so then Special Johnny comes, and he saves the day. But she admits to him, like, she's apologizing. I'm so sorry. I thought I was pregnant. I'm so sorry. And his face was kind of funny when she said that. Mm-hmm. She just kind of breezed by.
No, he was good because he kind of didn't know how to react.
Do you think he was happy that she wasn't or sad that she wasn't? Or, like, excited by the idea that she would be?
I think he was excited by the idea.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
I thought it was interesting. But JR's back to being thorough scumbag.
Thorough.
And
tell him what he did,
Tater. You know how you can tell when he has his hair, like, long like that? He's going to be scumbag again.
He's, like, out of daddy mode and into scumbag mode.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, when he's little A, slick back and neat, you know. It's true. The paparazzi come because the supermodel is having an appendicitis operation. And JR corners one of the paparazzi about the pictures. And they have this discussion. And JR suggests that, because the paparazzi guy has not released all the pictures. So JR suggests that he should release the pictures.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
He's like supermodel meets psycho boy or something.
He's taking advantage to build his little fortune.
But that doesn't make any sense. He wants a porn star to sell his website? Like, that's really what he's saying. Like, release all these filthy pictures and make Ava like a porn star. Don't you think?
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Even if you're showing Ava's vajayjay?
I don't have all the answers.
We'll see what happens. We had a 9/11 tribute at the comeback this week.
Mm-hmm. What actually happened on 9/11? And I'm sorry if this brings back painful memories. But on the show, on the first 9/11,
there was no 9/11 on the show. Listen, this is how they dealt with it, because I remember very well. They didn't have like any like 9/11 stuff, but they had a lot of American flags started appearing, like in the hospital and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was it. They didn't have nothing actually happen. People, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't ever recall a 9/11 tribute. I remember it always being ignored. So I thought it was funny because, well, first of all, we see the troublesome teen. Now, Tad has been relegated to old fat dad of troublesome teens. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They're all having this meal at the comeback, and it's 9/11, and the thing comes on, and KCRW is going to have a moment of silence.
That's right. And they're all talking about where they were, what they were doing.
But here's the thing, Taylor. They're supposed to have this moment of silence. Mm-hmm. And the dumbass producers at AMC play music. Why would you play music during a moment of silence?
I don't know.
Like, just trust. These actors are interesting. Like, Tad had tears in his eyes. I was interested in seeing the people's faces. Much more powerful if they had just been silent.
That's right.
Just shut the hell up.
I agree.
Just shut up.
I didn't notice, but you have a valid point.
Thank you. So it didn't last long. And then Minnie Hands Julia, who looks fantastic.
She looks good. Glad to see her back.
Her hair looks like long and black and shiny. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I really love it.
She brings Kathy to the bar.
Oh, and Tad kisses her all over her face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She looks so much like Dixie. It gives me the chills. Makes me very angry, but it also gives me the chills.
Yeah, doesn't it?
And then it's really nice. Tad feeds Kathy like a lot of pancakes with a lot of syrup. And, you know, he and Crystal do some more bonding and they coo over baby Jenny. And it kind of hit me at that point that 9/11 this year fell on a Tuesday.
Yeah, first time since the original Tuesday.
The original Tuesday. Nobody in Pine Valley seems to have a job.
Nope.
Or go to school. They're all home. They're all at the comeback, eating, toasting, you know, drinking orange juice. I don't get it. We do find out that one of the troublesome teens has a secret, and I really don't care. I don't know his name. I really don't know
Dre something.
I don't like any of the troublesome teens. Any of the Scooby gang, as Taylor likes to say. I don't like them. I hate it. I want to know what happened with Katie. And I want Dixie back.
We want Katie.
I want Dixie.
I want Ted to have a story. I want Josh to have a story.
We're seeing glimpses of Josh and Minnie Hands Julia, but that's about it. We had Erica and Jack on their new television program.
Yeah, that was great to see. It really blows away the new divorce show that he said, she said so.
Why is Jack doing this again?
Why does he care about it?
I don't get it.
Don't care.
Don't care.
You could cut out all that stuff and it wouldn't matter.
In fact, I think I'm gonna. Basically what happens is they have two terrible actors, Elaine and Jed, come on and they hate each other, and Erica and Jack counsel them and they're boring, and so Sassy Pam says, "You're boring," and then she starts taping them when they're not looking, and it's brilliant and it's stupid.
And been done for months.
And Erica and Jack just ponder on why the hell they fight all the time, and I wonder why too. And I wonder why I don't fast forward these scenes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, you remember our first show? Our first podcast was like a year and a half ago, right?
Yes.
I was trying to recall what was happening. And this is what happened during our first podcast. I think Zach and Kendall were coming back from the island of Dr. Madden on the boat. She was pregnant with Spike. And I think later that week, he locked himself in her hospital room and was going to shoot anybody who came in. Because that baby was going to be... Yeah, that baby was going to be born. And I remember Josh being hung on a hook. I don't know if that was that week. That was a few weeks later.
And you bring this up because?
Because. That's, you know, I'm talking about it. It's been a long time on the show.
What do you think Taylor is trying to say, people?
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. I'm taking a leave of absence for a while.
I think it may be more than a while, people. He's trying to be gentle. He's trying to be kind, but he's breaking our hearts, people. Apparently, your letters, your emails, your comments had no effect. His heart has turned black like a little piece of coal. And it was all my children that did it to him.
Don't say that stuff. Don't say that stuff.
Oh, Mr. Taylor, what are we going to do without you?
You find somebody.
We'll find somebody. We've been having Pedro.
Hardier stock than I.
He can't take it, people. He can't take it. Well, we want to thank you, Taylor Crawford, for coming back to do one last podcast with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
We are sure going to miss... We're going to miss the stuffing out of you.
Well, maybe I could fill in sometimes.
Maybe once a... Maybe biannually.
Okay.
It'll be our big show. It'll be our sweep shows.
So what happened this year?
That's what it's going to be, too, people. I don't even think Taylor's going to read the recaps.
What? Oh, we have a package from the future came, and it has a videotape of a show from a year from now.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody's still mad at Greenlee.
Okay. What else happens?
Let's see. Kendall still can't decide whether she should hold Ian or not.
which is really messy because, you know, who's changing the diapers? You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Spike is in college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people.
Well, that's about it for this week's
podcast.
That's
about it. All right, people. I don't want to end the show because I don't want to end Taylor's time with us because I'm going to miss him so much. He's my best friend. I'm going to miss his boas. I'm going to miss his sparkling laugh and sense of humor. And most of all, I'm going to miss his music. He made a lot of nice music, people. All for you.
Well, I'll listen to the podcast from now on. You know, people come and go, but the Pine Valley podcast is forever. And it doesn't matter who's doing it because they are here to do it, to watch the show, so you don't have to.
That's right. I'll be here, people. I'll be here with you, and we'll have guest hosts like Pedro and Jordan and maybe some other folks.
And
from
Ashley
time to time.
Is determined to keep all my children in the top seven.
Determined. I am doing my part.
Top seven soap operas.
Absolutely.
At
people.
1 o'clock.
On ABC. All right, people. Well, if you want to write us, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can go to our website at www.pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Taylor Crawford.
And here's a little something special for all of us.
Candles in a coma this week. Will she wake up or will they do a C-section on her? Find out next week on the Pond Valley Podcast. Cue me when the verse is supposed to start.
All right, baby.
Actors get paid, sometimes too much on All My Children, and that's not okay. When you get outwatched by Univision, find a way to cut costs where you can, but without pissing off too many fans. David Hayward's gone, Brooke took off too, but we've still got Sean and Colby, and we wonder what the hell, and then we say, I think they killed Simone now. They found her lying dead on a yoga mat. I think they killed Simone now. They're gonna get Erin right after that.
Aw, poor Erin.
Girl, I used to be so sick in the head. My wife's scared of the color red. She won't talk to me, and you're kind of easy. So let's go upstairs and hang at Confusion.
Confusion upstairs or downstairs? I don't know.
And I, though I actually murdered three, need a frontal lobotomy. I am a lavery and you're attracted to me, so let's do the deed and keep it a secret. Wanna take you by surprise, bounce quarters off your thighs, Amanda. I don't ever wanna see you with Sean Montgomery, Amanda. I wanna grab your tits, we're friends with benefits, Amanda. I wear a blue blazer and a white collar shirt. Got a whole lot of anger, got a whole lot of hurt. You stole my baby, so left me all alone. Now I'm testifying that I'm tied to the bone. Tied to the bone. Tied to the bone. Tied. Tied. Tad, tad to the bone. You ran out to Europe, never thought you'd come back. I know you buried Madden, then you ran off with Jack. Hayward took my toothbrush, Fry bugged my phone. Now I'm here to tell you, baby, that I'm tad to the bone. Tad to the bone. Tad. 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 Tad to the bone. They started out as friends. Now he says he's lesbian and goes by Zoe. He's Bianca's biggest fan, trapped in the body of a man, a likely story. Shark's a lady, whoa, 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 shark's a lady. Doing jello shots, a little lady, and the lady is mine. Mad props to ABC for such sensitivity in its portrayal. But what I just can't understand, he's just so much better as a man. He's so mayo. Shout to lady. Whoa, 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 shout to lady. Special Johnny wants to kill him, a little lady. And the lady is mine. Okay, we're recording now. Yeah, I like this groove. I'm a doctor, and I'm a marketing director. And I can fly a plane pretty good. I got a lot going on. Well, you're just trying to be my sister? Well, forget it. Forget it. You can't just be my sister. Erica. Nice jacket, Jeff. I'm going to go lock myself in a Pinewood box. I'm going to see what it's like, because my dad was buried alive. You think it's easy? Nobody understands me. It's hard being Josh Madden. People are always making accusations, trying to bring me down. But I just got like one more thing to say. And that's that call me Chandler's, not my lover. She's just a girl that says I'm the one. But the kid, dude, it's not my son. It's not. You're being a bad sister. I'm not going to talk to you anymore if you're going to be that way.
Check bananas.